Ronick kicks it free, gets the joyful boos from the crowd, sends it back to the point. Semenov drives to the net, save eight. Rebound, Ronick shoots, he scores! That's number 499 for Jeremy Ronick on a rebound. The Sharks lead it 2-1.
Jeremy Ronick closes to within a goal of becoming the 40th player in league history to score 500 in a career. Dan Ruzanowski, the call on K-Fox in San Jose as Ronick's marker helped the Sharks pass the Kings 3-1. A timely call-up for Buffalo, and they summoned Clark MacArthur from Rochester.
Stafford ducks away in the corner from Alberts. Stafford threaded in front of the net, and Ludman deflected it just wide. Ludman kept it out in front of
Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as MacArthur claimed first star honors for his game winner and the Sabres edged Boston 2-1. Things didn't go very well for the Flyers last season when it came to dealing with Pittsburgh. Well, all they needed was a quick start.
Here's Crosby up the left wing. Great numbers against the Flyers, but had it taken away. Danny Briere stepped right back in. Into the slot, got it to Lupo with a shot. He scores! Joffrey Lupo's able to beat Safran just 28 seconds into the game, and the Flyers get quick chemistry with that second line and get the first goal of the game.
Joffrey Lupo the early goal, Tim Saunders the call on WIP in Philadelphia, and after losing all eight meetings with the Penguins last season, the Flyers grab this one 3-1. Carolina's Corey Stillman knows how to jumpstart his team.
Hustling after it there was Brian Sutherby. He sat down with a big shoulder by Dennis Seidberg, and back 2-on-1 comes Cole over the line with Stillman. He walks and he sent it to Stillman. Scores! A tip in at the doorstep and a natural hat trick for Corey Stillman on a beautiful pass across the goal mouth by Eric Cole.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes radio network as Corey Stillman had the hat trick in the first 11:28 of the game, and Carolina whitewashed the Capitals 5-0. Ottawa has been virtually unstoppable this season, setting team and league records in the process.
Here's a 2-on-1. In on goal, Kelly sends it in front. Here's a shot by Eads. He scores! Patrick Eads! An odd-man rush. And the Senators have jumped in front 2-0 over the Leafs less than 4 minutes into the hockey game.
Dave Schreiber on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Patrick Eads had the eventual game winner and the Sens bagged the Leafs 5-1. It was a team record 8th straight victory and pushed the defending conference champions to 13-1, the best start over 14 games in NHL history. Phoenix rookie Peter Mueller notched his first career hat trick, but the Coyotes still needed overtime to down the Ducks.
Kapanen hounding Perry as Perry gets rid of it to Pronger, to Getzlaff. Now the Ducks having trouble getting going. Now stolen by Doan. He scores! The Ducks had trouble in their own end generating anything going forward. And Shane Doan stole the bouncing puck and drove it by Jaguar with 30.3 seconds left in overtime.
Shane Doan with a game winner and a 6-5 goal fest. Bob Heathouse the call on the Fan AM 1060 in Phoenix. We began with American-born Jeremy Ronick approaching the 500-goal milestone, while Mike Modano has established a new standard for all U.S.-born players. Already the leading goal scorer, he eclipsed Phil Housley to become the all-time point scorer. Ralph Strangis brings us this piece of history, courtesy of WBAP in Dallas.
Barnes took it away from Torrey Mitchell, and here comes Modano. Into the zone, blasting, he scores! And Mike Modano and Phil Housley now stand side by side as America's top scorers.
Lettinen attacking Chichu, who spun it off. Now he chases Pavelski, and Modano chips it. Here he goes! He's in alone! He breaks! He shoots! He scores! And he's alone at the top! Mike Modano is America's greatest scorer.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.